arousal, need, want, desire, yearning. The sudden rush of emotions made her feel alive again, as though she'd been a seed buried underneath the earth, through winter in Beth, and now that she was back in London for spring, he was both sun and water, and she was coming awake again. It made her sick. Panic welled. If only he wasn't headed directly towards her, every eye flitting between him and where his relentless gaze had landed. On her. If only she could disappear, gather her defenses, and return to the battlefield. If only she could have the time to grapple with her emotions, tuck them back where they belonged. He shouldn't even be here, she realized, her fingers gripping the fan in her lap so hard that the delicate wood creaked. An unwed gentleman of his stature, appearing at a ball this early in the season. It wasn't a roaring she was hearing in her ears. It was the whispers of the excited ton, murmuring mamas, thrilled debutantes, already thinking to get their hooks in him. Her stomach churned with sickness for an entirely different reason, as jealousy speared her. Run. She should run to Bath. But, if she did so now, with nearly every eye upon her, with the way Benedict was looking directly at her, walking straight to her, it would be a scandal. Assumptions would be made. True assumptions. But still, she might not be able to make an easy return to polite society. Although, assumptions were already going to be made, she realized, as Benedict Wyndham, with every eye on him, watching to see exactly who the Marquess of Dearborn, brother to the Duke of Manchester, was so intent on speaking with, came to a stop in front of her chair and bowed. Beside her, Daphne tittered with a delight Christina couldn't match. "Lady Christina," he said, making her want to reach out and slap him for the blatant indiscretion as he practically announced their close relationship to the eager ears crowded around them. While using her Christian name in such public surrounds would be entirely appropriate if they were close family friends or some such, using it here hinted strongly at intimacy between them. As soon as she'd separated herself from him, she'd forced herself to think of him as Dearborn rather than Benedict, although even before she'd left his bed, she would never have referred to him by his Christian name in public, nor encouraged him to do so. "I request a spot on your dance card." When she stared up at him, too stricken by conflicting emotions to move, it was Daphne who responded.
"Lady Stanhope is a widow, Dearborn. She doesn't have a dance card," Daphne said, emphasizing Christina's title, although the gleeful merriment in her voice undermined any kind of real rebuke. Christina silently cursed her overeager friend. While she loved Daphne dearly, the dratted woman had become a romantic after falling in love with her own husband, and she was determined to see Christina find the same blissful marital happiness. Christina, on the other hand, while thrilled her friend's marital circumstances had turned out very differently from her own, had no interest in falling in love again. Ever. And especially not with a man like Benedict. The smile curving across his face at Daphne's response was more than a little triumphant, but it didn't quite reach his eyes. His brown eyes, which had always been so warm, were now turbulent with emotions. She wanted to look away, but it was as though he'd trapped her with his gaze somehow, and she could barely even blink. "Well then," he said, his voice almost a purr as the first quivering notes of the violin were sounded. "I shall claim this dance for my own." He held out his hand. Christina stared at the proffered hand as though it were a viper about to strike. For him to come swanning into the ball, a ball no man would attend without good reason, and come directly to her with such focus. The ton would be talking about this for days. It had all the makings of a scandal in progress. But if she didn't take his hand, it would mark an immediate scandal. No lady, even a widowed marchess, publicly refused the brother of a duke something as simple as a dance without social repercussions. Daphne elbowed her in the side, and Christina jumped a little, finally jolted into movement. She swore she felt her entire body heat when her fingers touched his.